Hey, this is Rich for VA New England. Sometimes I feel like I'm the only non-military member of my family. My father was in Vietnam. I have an uncle who was a POW, grandfather, cousins. I've seen firsthand their sacrifices, and because they've given the best, they deserve the best. If you or a family member served honorably for 2 years or more, you are eligible for benefits from VA New England, including health care, disability, home loans, and the GI Bill. To learn more, go to vacares.us or call 844-VA-CARES or just download the VA New England app. App in the App Store.
B-Pod Studios.
And now, I'm just trying to spell it out for the listener.
Felger and Mav.
S-T-O-O-P-I-D.
T-E-P-I-D.
B-O-B. Boob.
Isn't that Bob?
Felger and Mav.
Q-U-I-T quick.
Okay, thank you. No, spell up for me too. I'm an idiot.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
I must thank the Patriot Organization, Robert, Jonathan Kraft, for their first-class treatment of me and my family. Of course, Bill Belichick, who has been a great teacher to me in all things football. And Nick Caserio, who I've known for a very long time, who brought me to New England, who taught me many of the ins and outs of the scouting system that I believe in today. In closing, it is an honor to represent Raider Nation in this historic franchise, and there will be one focus from here going forward, and simply put, it will be to just win, baby. Thank you.
That's Dave Ziegler, the new Raiders general manager. We're going to do a little coaching stuff here with Bedard. I think we're going to pass on that, but thank you. Thank you. The cut still serves a purpose, which is it doesn't take much to spend 1 second to thank your former employer. Ziegler did it. He did a whole, him and McDaniels did a whole 90-minute press conference, and all it took was that of what Ziegler did right there, which is finally just want to thank the Krafts and everyone in New England, as, you know, especially Nick Caserio, who brought me along, and I'll never forget my time there, but now it's on to the Raiders and just win, baby. That's it. It's all Brady had to do today.
Absolutely. It's really easy.
Couldn't bring himself to do it?
Nope.
Couldn't bring himself to do it. So, is he still bitter? Why? And at who exactly? Greg Bedard of Boston Sports Journal joining us, as he does every Tuesday. Greg's brought to you by the Granite Group. It's an award-winning distributor of Mitsubishi Electric's heating and air conditioning systems with locations across Massachusetts and New England. Learn more at customizedcomfort.com. If Brady's still sort of bitter or hung up, who do you think it's at? Greg, who?
Bill and Robert. I think both of them, that it came to him having to leave after 20 years, 6 Super Bowl titles, you know, everything he did for this franchise, responsible basically for Patriot Place, all these things, and he couldn't go out on his own terms in New England. I think he's still bitter about that, and you heard that from, you know, Tom Senior earlier in the year. I think that's the lasting sort of memory for them, that Tom even had to go and finish in Tampa Bay, I think is a huge slight to him.
Yeah, you know, as Greg started talking about the whole thing there and him still being agitated about not being able to finish here, maybe they're connected. I mean, he said all the right things about Tampa Bay, but maybe he's sitting there going, you kidding me? I had to come down here and play for this clown who's now screwing my life over and forcing me out of football because they won't fire him and they're rebuilding the team and this guy's an idiot. So I had to come here, what, because you wouldn't let me finish up there? That's how this all this happens? So maybe he holds the Patriots accountable for what's going on in Tampa right now. And I'm speculating.
And
I'm
if not, he feels that way, he's supposed to take the high road? The hell with that.
So again, Murray, I don't begrudge him for feeling that way. Feeling that way is human. But it's not. This is not typically how he behaved over his, you know, 16, 17 years here. At the end, he became petulant. And I think he's acting like a freaking 13-year-old right now.
So these are all debatable points, and we're debating them. To me, the only thing I just want to impart is that this morning wasn't some sort of oversight or some sort of whoops. It was intentional. It was calculated, and it was intentional right down to the pitcher. As we've mentioned, the pitcher, he could have picked any pitcher of him in a Tampa Bay uniform. Winning the freaking Super Bowl is probably where you would start. And there's a million pitchers with the confetti and holding the Lombardi. Like, that's just sort of 101.
Or with his family.
Or his family or whatever. It's rote. Instead, he picked a picture of him at Gillette the night he beat you, sort of pointing off to the sidelines with a smile on his face like, gotcha, babe. Or yeah, there's some sort of smirk on his face at Gillette.
Yeah, he had the wrong finger extended, though, is the problem.
Of all the pictures. Like, you don't think that was intentional?
Oh, yeah, no, totally it was.
This is the same guy that also posts ahead of games, you know, getting ready for it, doing his little pump-up videos. Before the Atlanta game, wasn't it 8:23 on the clock?
3:28, I think.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. So, you know, he's remember 28-3. We all know that. Everybody pointed it out. It becomes viral on social media. The picture was on purpose. There's no doubt about that.
All right, we continue with your reaction to it, being left out of the retirement announcement this morning. Matt in Braintree. Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, Brady should absolutely feel angry at the Patriots. He made Kraft, Belichick. He created them, as far as I'm concerned. And again, yeah, I mean, just what you said. Again, I'm just going to say one last time, Brady 2, Belichick 0. He lost. I think he's coming back just like Jordan did. And I wanted to ask Greg if you could just elaborate again, like, would Tampa have his rights for next year? Obviously they would, but can you just elaborate more of what you said about Brett Favre?
Yeah, what's the ultimate power play if Brady wants to really screw over the Buccaneers and come back later in the year?
Okay, so what happens is now that Tom Brady publicly announced it, he doesn't need to file papers or anything like that. That's filing papers is really about getting your benefits and things like that, your pension, what have you. He has publicly declared that he is retired from the NFL. So he will be moved to the retired list. At that point, his contract tolls. It's frozen. At a certain point in time, if Tom Brady wanted to orchestrate his landing, say, somewhere else, say he wanted to finish with a one-year deal in San Francisco to play at home with Trey Lance not ready, he would wait until the Tampa Bay Buccaneers basically used up all their salary cap, moved on to a different quarterback, had the press conference saying we believe in such and such quarterback, just like the Packers did with Aaron Rodgers. And then he all of a sudden, sometime in July, right around the start of training camp, he says, you know what, I'm unretiring. And what happens is the NFL gives the team, Tampa Bay in this instance, some sort of amount of time to get their affairs in order, because as soon as he becomes active, he is now on their salary cap, and that could cause them very likely to go over the salary cap. So at that point, the Bucks have a few different options. They could restructure him, they could release him. Brady might ask for his release soon, or the Bucks might release him. I don't know. Release, trade, what have you. But that would sort of be the timeline if Brady wanted to make a power move.
I mean, I there's some spit match going on with him in Tampa, the severity of which I don't know. Okay. But
didn't feel like it in today's statement.
Okay. But maybe he's just making nice publicly. I don't think he wanted to retire. I think the Bucks left him with no choice because he wasn't going to play for them again. I'm not going to go through a rebuild. I'm 45 years old next year. Like, why would I go through a quote-unquote rebuild when the only reason I really play is to win? Like, that I think Brady is sincere about. I play to win. It's the one thing we can say definitively about him. He took less. He did all of that to win.
So I feel like all that's a long shot. I mean, I know it's all plausible, Greg. I know that's what happened with Favre, and it's a long shot. I'm rooting for it. It's too good. He's too good. He's too good on the field.
He doesn't suck.
He's too good of a story. He's winning at too high of a level. He's too good for us. All of it. Tommy, don't give up. Don't give it up. He didn't put the word retirement in that 1,000-word statement today, and I hope that's on purpose too. Matt in Topsfield. Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I just don't understand why Brady's being so petty. I mean, he proved he can win without Bill. And what I find funny is that Peyton Manning, when he retired, he mentioned the Colts. And also, he mentioned Patriot fans.
Yeah, he mentioned Patriots fans at the Hall of Fame induction. No. Brady was intentional this morning, and there is a reason. We just don't know what it is. Pat in Maryland. Go ahead, Pat.
I got a couple different points for you guys. First, on your point of Brady's assistant earlier, it was reported that he did reach out to Mac Jones for management opportunities, including Josh Allen, Burrow, and Kyler Murray. And the paragraph that I want to touch on from Brady's statement, which kind of was a glaring key shot at the Kraft family was when he said to the Glazer family, thank you for taking a chance on me and supporting me.
Okay. Catch your breath there, buddy. So I'm just going to pull up that thing. You know, that's not the first shot at the Kraft. The shot at the Krafts that I thought was intentional was in the Bucks Super Bowl video. Can't remember which one. Their Do Your Job special or whatever it was. And they were going over the rings that the Glazers gave out to the team. And Tom Brady made sure to say it's the greatest Super Bowl ring ever given by anyone. It's unbelievable. Best Super Bowl ring ever given out. And really sort of laid it on thick with the Super Bowl ring where you know for these billionaire owners, it's like that's their measuring contest, right? That's their Peter measuring contest, the size of the ring, the diamonds in the rings, the cost of the rings or whatever. And so Brady knows that cuts right at Robert and all the carrying on that we've done over his rings over the years.
I mean, his feelings for Robert, to me, I find like paradoxical in some way. Okay, because he went to Robert and asked out, and Robert ultimately gave that to him. He said, we're not going to franchise you, and he gave it to him, and yet he still resents him.
To the Glazer family, thank you for taking a chance on me and supporting me. I know I was demanding at times, but you provided everything we needed to win. And your ownership was everything a player could ask for. I'll look at that line.
Yep, definitely.
You provided everything we needed to win. They weren't bringing up the salary cap. They were just spending money and surrounding them. And he acknowledged that. I thought in Kraft's statement, he also had an allusion. I heard Beadle talking about this earlier, and I think he's right. That in Robert Kraft's statement, he may have dropped a line in there that led you to believe they acknowledged that Brady was more important than Belichick. We'll give you that coming up on the other side. We also have 10 questions with Greg Bedard that we're going to do. And so all that's coming up right after these words. Don't go anywhere.
This Sports Hub On-Demand content is brought to you by Miller Lite. Miller Lite is celebrating the 75th anniversary of the 17-time world champion Boston Celtics with a limited edition commemorative 18-pack, now available at participating stores. So pick up the 75th anniversary 18-pack today and raise the original light beer to Boston Celtics basketball. Miller Lite. It's game time. It's Miller time.
Day, it's still all about sports.
We don't take it seriously.
And whatever's on Jim Murray's mind.
Get over the persecution complex, you children.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub. You want the answer? You've got to ask the question.
Do you have an opinion based on if you had to go with your gut, which way it would go?
Sometimes you have to ask it over and over and over again.
Why?
This is 10 Questions with Greg Bedard and Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, 10 questions, 10 minutes with Bedard. It will be Brady-centric after we get through a few league questions. We do still have to stay on time. What are our buzzer options, Jimmy?
How you doing, Bruce? Can I ask you one more while I have you?
Sure.
Thanks, Bruce. I appreciate it.
Okay, it's the Love Fest with me and Cassidy last week. Go ahead. Taylor Hall should not be made to fight Curtis Landeskog. Or Gabriel, either way. Give me an opinion.
Agreed.
My God. Just talking to myself. Go ahead. Joe Burrow will never win a championship as long as he's with the Bengals. Mark it down. They will ruin him. They've already ruined him. I'm one win away from never giving you another hard opinion in my entire life. Go.
Hooter.
That's Herder with the Atlanta Hawks. Go ahead.
All-timer.
Minnesota and Kirk Cousins.
Down. Up.
Down. Down. You lose this one.
Swallow.
10 questions with Greg Bedard is presented by Granite City Electric. Electrical contractors, get on board the GCE Night Train. Order your materials to be delivered overnight to the job site the following morning and save time and money. Go to GCENightTrain.com. Hit it, Jimmy. Give me an opinion.
Agreed.
My God. Speaking of Jimmy, number 10, is there any team in the league who should want Jimmy Garoppolo at starting quarterback next year, and if so, who?
Yes, the Steelers. He's better than Mason Rudolph, that's for sure.
Seattle. If Russell Wilson goes, keep him in the division, have him play the Niners twice a year, have him play the Rams. Seattle, replace Russell Wilson, and they're a running offense.
Washington football team. They had Ryan Fitzpatrick, who got hurt immediately. Taylor Heineke's not good enough. He's an upgrade for both.
Okay, I told you I can see him in Green Bay if Rodgers leaves. He runs that system. Tell me, Greg, does Cleveland run that system, that McVay-Shanahan thing? Is that guy one of those disciples?
No, but it's close. I mean, it's very similar.
Okay, I just, you know, I look at those kind of teams because that's the system that he runs, and I can see him going to Green Bay next year and making my life miserable. Next, Joe Burrow will never win a championship as long as he's with the Bengals. Mark it down. They will ruin him. They've already ruined him. Number nine, who do you blame, Greg, for the way the Chiefs handled the two red zone possessions at the end of the second and fourth quarters? Do you blame Andy Reid more or Patrick Mahomes more?
Mahomes for both. He admitted in the postgame press conference that he was under instructions to either throw it over the middle before halftime or throw it away. And he made that stupid throw to Hill. He admitted it was a mistake. And also, he had George Kittle open on one of those plays in the red zone in the fourth quarter. He needs to make those plays. He didn't make them at all in the second half.
Mahomes, he thought Tyreek Hill would break a tackle or zip by someone and get in the end zone. Mahomes.
And I ultimately say Reed. I think you got to save your player from himself sometimes. That's why you're the head coach. You're supposed to have the final say, even in the case of someone like Patrick Mahomes.
Next. Huter. Wow. Number eight, rank the quarterbacks in the NFL, Greg, until you get to Matthew Stafford.
Mahomes, Rodgers, Brady, Allen, Wilson, Herbert, Burrow, Stafford.
Brady, Allen, Wilson. Give me, who else did I miss there?
Brady, Allen, Wilson, Herbert, Burrow, and then Stafford.
So he's eighth. Okay, Maz?
Mahomes, Rodgers, Allen, Brady, Wilson, Burrow, Dak Prescott, Herbert, and then he's in a group with a bunch of people.
Ninth.
You said in the NFL, so I don't include Tom Brady. Mahomes, Rodgers, Allen, Wilson, Burrow, Herbert, Kyler Murray, Lamar Jackson, Prescott, then Matt Stafford. He's 10th.
10th. Okay, so we have him 8th, 9th, and 10th. If that feels about right. Next, Minnesota and Kirk Cousins.
Down. Up.
Down. Down. Up. You lose this one.
Take a swallow.
Number seven, rank the coaches in the NFL before you get to Sean McVay.
Belichick, Vrabel, McVay.
Belichick, Reed, Vrabel, Harbaugh, Carroll, McVay.
Oh, so is that sixth or seventh?
Six.
Reed, Belichick, McVay, third.
I'm sorry, Murray, give me your list again.
Reed, Belichick, McVay.
You have Reed ahead of, is that in order?
Yep.
Reed ahead of Belichick.
Mm-hmm. Went further in the playoffs this year. Drafts better, has the better quarterback, more successful recently. Reed, Belichick, McVay.
And third. He got to AFC title games with, NFC with Donovan McNabb.
My list goes Belichick, McVay. Next. Taylor Hall should not be made to fight Curtis Landeskog or Gabriel. So those two exercises beg the question. When it comes to the Rams, Greg, who's more important, the coach or the quarterback?
Definitely the coach. It's his system. It's him with Snead going all in. It's all of those things. The quarterback is definitely second.
Coach. Absolutely the coach. Get there with Jared Goff, for crying out loud. The coach.
Yeah, it's the coach. With those two quarterbacks getting this far, and they really haven't sucked, you know, even after they've been broken by the Patriots. That team never really took a dip, so it's the coach.
No, so maybe that's their flaw, that the coach is more important than the quarterback. Next.
How you doing, Bruce? Can I ask you one more while I have you?
Sure.
Thanks, Bruce. I appreciate it.
Sure.
Let's get to number five and the Tom Brady questions. And it coincides with our tool bag question of the week. Biggest tool bag moment of Tom Brady's career?
This retirement.
Today.
This one.
Yep.
Yeah, good answer. I am. Yes, absolutely. I have this one, this moment. Absolutely number one on the list. It's as low as I can remember Brady going in his 20 years here. And there were things we picked at him for, but this was petty.
Again, get over it. Caving to that wife of his and calling it a career before he should. He doesn't suck. It's not time.
Taking Deflategate to court. When you were doing it. You know you were doing it. You all know you were doing it. You were doing it. And you took up a docket space in a federal court for this versus just saying you did it, taking one game and getting the thing over with. Tool bag moment for the whole kit and caboodle. Next.
Huter.
Number four, your fondest moment of Tom Brady's career.
Brady's fourth quarter in Super Bowl 49 against that Seahawks defense was incredible. 13 of 15, 124 yards, two touchdowns, a 140.7 rating. No team previously had blown a 10-point second half lead in the Super Bowl. He was the first one to do it, and to do it against that defense and that secondary was the most incredible thing I've ever seen.
So you got to give me a little editorial license. The TD in the snowball against the Raiders where he spiked the ball in the end zone, that image to me, and that was sort of like, that's just one that's everlasting. It'll never go away. And the final game in Kansas City, AFC championship in Kansas City, those to me were the bookends of Brady's greatness. Like, and those were the moments, because in the Kansas City game, he wasn't great that year. But with the money on the line, it was his final really massive performance as a member of the Patriots.
My answer is Craig's answer. Down 10, fourth quarter comeback against the Seahawks, that defense in Super Bowl 49.
You getting choked up, buddy?
No, man. I ate something spicy in the break.
Sure you did. To me, any moment there in 01 where he established himself, where he, this guy's better than Bledsoe, this is the guy, you got the guy, like that, and pick one in there. The snowball against the Raiders, you could do that. The Super Bowl 36, pick one. In there would be my fondest moment. Next, Minnesota and Kirk Cousins.
Down.
You lose this one.
Swallow.
Number three of all of Brady's records, all of his records, his numbers, his stats. What's the single most impressive one to you?
20 seasons as a starter, 10 Super Bowl appearances. It's ridiculous.
I just say simply 10 Super Bowls. For a quarterback, 10 Super Bowls. The number is unfathomable. We used to talk about Joe Montana winning 4. Brady went to 10. 10 of them and won 7.
3 for 3. Tom Brady playing in 10 Super Bowls, 4 more than the next quarterback on the all-time list.
Yeah, so 10, I was going to say 7, but 10's a better number because you deserve credit for making the Super Bowl and not demerits for losing it. Either way, the winning. I don't, you know, the longevity stats, I have a lot of respect for, you know. The consecutive games played, the number of games played, the years he did it, I respect beyond belief. The performance stats, I really don't care about. I don't care about 3 MVPs, 4 MVPs. I don't care about touchdown. I don't care. I care about the winning. Winning is it's all I care about, the winning. And so whatever winning stat you give me is the one I care about, Tom Brady. Next, give me an opinion.
Agreed.
My God. Number two, Greggy, what's your most notable personal interaction or memory with Tom Brady?
Probably the one that stands out the most. I forget which year it was, but I was doing a feature on Wes Welker, and I was supposed to get Brady in the locker room or at the facility, but he ran out of time, and so they arranged that he would call me, and he did. He called me on his way home, and about the first 10 minutes was on the record about Welker. But then we spent the next about 40 minutes just talking off the record about the pass in the Super Bowl that they did not connect on. and it was a very it's still off the record to me. It was very interesting to hear his perspective and sort of how he weighs things. But, you know, just to basically talk football with Tom Brady for about 40 minutes was a lot of fun.
So your guys' experience with him are way more extensive than mine. My locker room interaction with him was very limited. There was one occasion where I had to talk to him about Ben Watson. He was totally gracious. He gave me the answer I wanted. I would say, though, that generally speaking, my greatest interaction is being in Tom versus Time, where in the background I am saying, Brady's been playing like crap for the last month.
I don't have one. I'd never want to meet him. Never meet your heroes. So,
you know, I've got a couple. Like, even bags on me for taking a boat ride or going on the boat one day with Belichick. I also golfed with Brady very early on.
Did you lose?
Oh, yeah. He shot 76. Okay. At my Indian Ridge Country Club in North Andover or Andover, wherever. I can't remember the town. North Andover, I think. So, he showed up in his yellow Jeep that he had as a rookie. So, it was that year. So, I had that experience. But by far, my favorite was it was in those early days. And I've told you this before. But he came up to me in the locker room and got sort of like real close and sort of eyed me and like sort of like gave me an eyeball like on the side of my head. And he said, I like what you're doing with your hair. You're growing it out. I think that looks cool. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding. He also gave me a label check one time, walked by my shirt, pulled the label out, said, oh, nice. And gave me that. So those little things. Last one.
Huter.
Rank the top 5 NFL players of all time, starting with number 5.
Since I have to have an offensive lineman on my list, Anthony Munoz.
Yeah.
Jim Brown.
Yeah.
Lawrence Taylor. Jerry Rice. Tom Brady.
Mass.
Okay. Deion Sanders, 5. Jerry Rice, 4. LT3, Montana 2, Brady 1.
I go Elway, Montana, LT, Jerry Rice, Tom Brady.
Great list. Rice, LT, Montana are, you know, I didn't do it, but Rice, Lawrence Taylor, Montana are 4, 3, and 2, and Brady's number one. So good list. All right, right back to your calls and reaction. And again, I still have to land this plane on, I think, Robert Kraft giving a head nod to who may have been more important, or the coach quarterback debate here in New England, and his statement to Brady coming up right in for Big Jim Murray's update.
How you doing, Bruce? Can I ask you one more while I have you?
Sure.
Thanks, Bruce. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Did you know the VA provides a clothing allowance for qualified veterans?
Veterans benefits are always changing, and we've got your back. The SITREP is a show by veterans for veterans that answers questions about VA disability, VA home loans, VA health care, and even ones you didn't know you had.
Let's jump right into it. Are VA police real cops?
Allow us the privilege of connecting you with the benefits you earned and deserve. Search hashtag the SITREP on YouTube and subscribe today.
This is the place Boston sports fans come to get some positive vibes for their teams.
Anything but. It's time to panic.
Well, maybe not. Now, back to reality with Felger and Maz.
So as we go over the statements, and of course, Brady's retirement statement this morning, quite notably, did not mention you, the fan, the city, the team, the owner, the coaches. When he did everything for that, he mentioned all those and more with Tampa. He did not mention you. But when in mentioning the owners in Tampa, he said to the Glazer family, "Thank you for taking a chance on me and supporting me. I know I was demanding at times, but you provided everything we needed to win. And your ownership was everything a player could ask for." So just that line about providing everything we needed to win. I know Brady and others have felt over the years that the ownership here didn't always do that. And that's how most players feel about most teams. That's not just exclusive to the Patriots. But certainly that was part of Brady's story here at the end, what he was provided with. I don't know if that's a shot at the Crafts or not, but I underlined that line. But on the other side of it, Kraft to Brady in his statement did say this. He says, "In a team sport like football, it is rare to see an individual have such a dominant impact on a team success." And I think that's just sort of a nod to coach quarterback. Yeah, maybe it was the quarterback, and Kraft sort of acknowledging that, or that's a nod to that sort of argument, I thought, Maz.
Oh, definitely. Look, again, you know, he goes out of his way to say there Brady was the difference maker, basically. And he's right. Look, he's right. And that's, you know, even independent of Belichick, it was, you know, he was unique. To call him unique is a gross understatement. The guy was just, I mean, you know, I'm sure a million people have reached out to you like they've reached out to me already today.
No, no one's reaching out to me.
Okay, you start thinking about him all the things that he pulled off in his 20 years. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
And no one wants to talk to me about that. Here's Nolan in Hanover. Hi, Nolan.
Hey, what's going on, guys? First, I definitely want to say that today should, you know, it should be a celebration of Tom Brady and the past 22 years of his dominance in the NFL. And, you know, just because he didn't mention us in a social media Facebook post definitely does not mean that he's not grateful for our support and everything that the Patriots organization has done for him. You know, I strongly believe that Brady does not have a mean bone in his body. And I think for people to think that he's doing this unintentionally is extremely petty. I don't know. I think he is the best quarterback to ever play in the NFL, and we're spending his retirement day complaining that he did not say thank you on Instagram. You know, we should be thanking him for the memories that he's been giving us,
Nolan,
since the early 2000s.
He doesn't have a mean bone in his body?
Oh, no.
What fantasy world? I mean,
he had me up until that point.
I mean, Jesus, guy, come on.
Oh, no. He poops frozen yogurt, fat-free.
Like, that's just, you know, what fantasy land are you living in? Alan in Florida, go.
It's asinine. Yeah, well, first of all, I think one thing you can put to rest already, and Mike, out of all the things you've ever said, I agree and disagree. You are, who's more important, Belichick or Brady? I mean, put it to rest already. It's enough. It's the most absurd argument I've ever heard. You know something, Maz, you're talking about the city of Boston and the fans. Listen, he has every right to go against what Bill Belichick and the phony of the century. I mean, if you gave an award for the phony of the century, step up to the podium, Robert Kraft. I love you, I love you, I love you. And then he sided with Belichick, and he got out of town.
So what you're saying, Alan, is that his bitterness is justified.
Absolutely.
Okay, there's a lot of people who feel that way.
Oh, yeah, look.
I'll just cut you off there.
So, again, I can understand the way he feels. I don't begrudge Brady that. I mean, you know, most people would feel the way that Brady felt. It was 2 years ago. You're a grown man, and you have gone out of your way countless times over the last 20 years to say and do the right thing. Why all of a sudden is he flipping on that? I say all of a sudden, meaning the last few years. He just got to the point where he said, F them. I mean, he really did give him the finger walking out the door.
Barbara in Hampton, what do you think? Barbara?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, you're on the air.
My call. First of all, I'm on Team Jim Murray. I really think that we should be talking about how great he is and not whether or not the fans are upset that they didn't get mentioned in his retirement notice. But you made a point earlier about Brady's camp being upset about him, you know, coming into Foxborough and listening to booing. Well, I don't think I can blame him for that, but I'll give you one better. He had to come in here into Gillette after the Patriots fans and the organization gave Julian Edelman the send-off as if he was the second coming of Pat Patriot. And then Brady comes in the following week, and he gets a brief montage while all the team players are running out of the tunnel. And even Al Michaels mentioned that. So I feel like, yeah, can you blame the guy? I mean, he wanted to retire here. He didn't get that chance.
So, Barbara, I don't know. I mean, did he want more of a game presentation? You know, presence in that Gillette game? I don't know that. I'd be stunned if he did. The Patriots shouldn't go overboard for an opposing player, even someone like him in the game. Like, that part I get. And I didn't hear anything about that. But I did hear from someone in Brady's camp that they were put off by the booing. When he got booed when he walked on the field in the first quarter. There were some there who felt, what was that about? So I don't know if that has anything to do with today or not. I'm just telling you that did register with them.
Greg Bedard, if I were to ask you, are Patriots fans butthurt about the fact that Tom Brady did not say goodbye to them or thank them, would you say that that was true?
I would say that is true.
Okay, yes. And whose fault is that?
Tom's.
Thank you.
I mean, look, he just should have said that. He just should have had a couple lines in there, you know, thanking the Patriots. Yes, he mostly said goodbye when he signed with the Bucs, but he's retiring from the NFL. He should have included a couple lines. And, you know, at least I don't care if you hold something against Belichick and the Krafts or what have you. But, you know, those fans were with you for 20 years. I mean, at least give them a little bit of nod.
So what was I just going to say? Oh, we've heard this a couple times now, that today we should be talking about his greatness.
This is why I asked Greg the question. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, no, then follow up.
Well, because, it's Brady's fault that the discussion is
correct.
Going in another direction. It's Brady's fault. Brady's the one that introduced this controversy.
Good point.
He introduced it.
Good
so
point.
Should we be talking about Brady's career? Well, yeah, of course. We have for 20 years.
So there's two pieces to it. One is, who do you blame for that fact? Good point. If Brady had just given you a line, a word, a sentence, it's not even a story. So blame him if you're going to blame anyone. But number two, if you think for 1 second the more newsworthy element today is Tom Brady's greatness, which we have the next 40 years to talk about, versus him leaving you out of a 1,000-word retirement statement, you're freaking nuts. The news value? The news today is him giving you the high hat. That's the news. The thing about celebrating his greatness, we got the next decade to do that, and we will. Well, we won't. You will. Others will. But what's the story today? No, the story is this morning and what he did to you this morning. That's the story.
Locally, not nationally.
Well, I don't care about nationally. We're not doing a show in Topeka. We're in Boston. This is what we're talking about.
So this is all these people making it about us. It's about us. He left us out. It's about him.
It's about us.
His greatness.
It's about us.
No, babies.
Today, Brady made it about us.
Yeah, who pushed him out? It's ultimately on them. Yeah,
so,
Bill.
Like, and again, I don't begrudge him for feeling the way he feels toward the organization. But I would say to him, look, and again, he's entitled to feel the way he feels. He's a human being. But dude, grow up.
Long commercial-free segment is next.
Boom Boom Games, your home for 80s and 90s retro video games, wrestling figures and collectibles, vintage toys, cards, comics, and all your nostalgia needs. They've got something for every console, from Atari 2600 to the PS5 and Xbox Series X. Looking for a specific video game? Let them know and they'll try to source it for you. Do you have some old consoles or collectibles? Bring them in, because Boom Boom Games buys and trades. Boom Boom Games is also your store for Star Wars toys, Pokemon, and the wrestling section will have you feeling that sweet chin music. Boom Boom Games in Billerica. Check them out.
This is purely a take that exists in my head.
Getting into your head.
Tell you what's in our head.
With hot sports takes.
And we share it with you.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
So it's fair to say when you're ready to make an announcement, you'll make the announcement. It won't come from elsewhere.
I think I just said I'm going to take it, you know, day by day. It really is. I'll take it by the moments and figure out when, you know, I feel really confident to allow people to, you know, who I understand my decision affects a lot of people's lives. So when that decision comes, it'll come.
Sounds like you could use a drink. Would you like to go to Morton's? Have a refreshing cocktail, perhaps? You don't drink much, but perhaps it's time for a glass of wine.
Not much at all. I know, not much at all, actually. So maybe I might take it up after, you know, things down the road.
All right. Well, you can celebrate your next special occasion at Morton's the Steakhouse.
One thing you can still count on is how creepy Jim Gray will be right to the last.
Oh, what a whore, too. Crowbarring the sponsor in there twice.
Perhaps you'd like their 12-ounce filet mignon that goes for $61.50 at Morton's. Tom, celebrate that. Or a prime New York strip, 16-ounce for $60.50 at Morton's. You got that? Morton's, the steakhouse. What a dirtbag.
You know what I love, too, is, you know, I don't really drink. Oh, so were you doing drugs when you came off the boat in Tampa? Like what? When you were legless and had to be helped off? You don't really drink. What the hell was going on there then? Tell me, what were you taking exactly? Like, what a load of crap that is. And look, again, if I were him, I'd be pounding to no end on that boat.
Sounds like you could use a drink. Would you like to go to Morton's?
And pair that with the lobster bisque that's $18.99 at Morton's. Or their iceberg wedge. Start with a wedge. Everyone likes that for $14.85 at Morton's, the steakhouse, Tom.
For Pete's sake. You know, but get ready for this, because, you know, you think Brady's been ubiquitous, insufferable as a pitchman in the last couple of years. It's only going to get worse. I mean, even in this thing today, he wraps it up by saying the future is exciting. I'm fortunate to have co-founded incredible companies like at Autograph.com. Oh, at Brady Brand, at TB12 Sports, and I'm excited to continue to help build and grow. But exactly what my days will look like will be a work in progress. As I said earlier, I'm going to take it day by day. I know for sure I want to spend a lot of time giving to others and trying to enrich other people's lives, just as so many have done for me. With much love, appreciation, and gratitude, and go F yourself, New England, signed Tom.
Enrich people and lives as so many others have done for me, except for Bill Robert and people in Boston.
I obviously added that last part, but that's sort of how it read. And so the plugging there at the end is just, it's, you know, par for the course. So Greg Bedard, Boston Sports Journal, finishing up his weekly Tuesday stint. Sorry, we didn't get into the All-22 today. And, you know, the pulling guards in L.A. We'll have to save that for next week. Are you going to L.A., Greg?
No. Sorry, I'm a little bit distracted. Murray retweeted this tweet, and I got to break in and talk about it. If this is real, that Brian Flores is... Big Jim retweeted
a
lawyer.
Real.
Can we hit a button?
It's real that Brian Flores is suing the NFL.
Oh, Brian Flores is suing the NFL. Fine, don't hit the button.
And he uses a Bill Belichick text as proof that... that it was a sham interview with the Giants, that they were going to hire Brian Daboll. And included in this and skimming it was that Stephen Ross was going to pay him $100,000 per loss to tank in the 2018 or 19 season. It's unbelievable.
So what's the Belichick tweet?
So it was a text and he included screenshots, but the money one is, from Belichick to Brian Flores. He says, sorry, I bleeped this up. I double checked and misread the text. I think they are naming Brian Daboll. I'm sorry about that, BB.
So I don't get it. How does that implicate Bill or
the Giants or the NFL.
The text that Bill thought he was sending to Brian Flores was 3 days before they announced Brian Daboll as the head coach. And Belichick thought that he was texting Daboll that he knew from Buffalo and from the Giants side that Daboll was getting the job, and Belichick was texting it to Flores, not Daboll.
So that's happened to all of us.
Yeah, I still don't know that. So my guess is that we don't have all the information in those texts, and that Flores is upset because the Giants interviewed him solely to meet the criteria of the Rooney Rule.
We're not talking about this today. So I don't need this confusion. What'd you make of the Brady story today, Greg? Put a ribbon on that if you could, please.
Okay, I mean, I'm disappointed but not surprised that Tom Brady didn't mention the Patriots at all, specifically the fans. But I think this, to bring it home, if any of you were under the illusion that the two sides, Brady and the Patriots, just had to part ways, that it was just the natural course of things, I think you're mistaken. I think that Brady in time, I don't know how much time, will correct this and will do the right thing, but this was specific that he did this. It was certainly intentional. I can't believe it came to this, that he would do this, and I'm disappointed in that.
So disappointed, but I think you originally said not surprised or not totally surprised. You're not totally surprised because you know there's some underlying issues here between the sides.
Well, that, and also that Brady, as my wife was just telling me previously, Brady holds grudges like nobody else. I mean, this is a guy who still hangs on to that he was a sixth-round pick and what happened at Michigan and all this stuff. So welcome to the long list of Tom Brady grudges, New England Patriots.
Oh, no. Welcome to the top of the list of Brady grudges.
All right, so, Greg, we'll be in L.A. next week. You'll be here. We'll still get you on Zoom for a Tuesday stint, as we usually do. So we'll do that, and thanks for your time today. We'll catch you next week, buddy.
Thanks for your patience.
Have fun in the sun, guys.
Later, Greg.
See you guys.
Okay, so maybe we'll be back to talking football next week. Knowing us, probably not. So want to reset our top thoughts on what was a pretty, I think, newsworthy day as it relates to Brady retiring, but that's not even the news. It's really the snub. Tom Brady, for whatever reason, snubbing you, the team, the region, his coaches, his owner. Why'd he do it? What's behind it? How do you feel about it? That's really the story. We'll reset all of that after Murray gets you updated. 90 seconds, no commercial.
The safety of our loved ones, it's never been more top of mind. Which is why, for many families, the Drive with Safety app has never been more reassuring.
Phew.
It lets you know where every driver in the family is located. Plus, families that use the Drive with Safety app can save 5% in their auto policy while benefiting from information that can help improve each driver's performance. Ask an independent agent about safety insurance. We'll help you manage life's storms.